Today, I spent in old St. Augustine. As we stroll along, we come to a silent country street with a few creeper-covered houses here and there. Sunlight glares on crumbling walls. A large date palm leans friendly-like across a dilapidated fence, gray with lichen. A man with a dog at his heels passes with noiseless footsteps, like a shape in a dream. A dark-eyed brunette, her warm throat bare, leans from the upper window of a house beside the seawall. A glint of sunshine sparkles on a gold medallion that swings on her breast. She calls to someone inside, and her voice melts on the flowering silence of hot noon. The air is heavy with the perfume of distant orange orchards. We lean against the wall, overwhelmed by a delicious sense of languor, of perfect peace and tranquility. A leaf from a vine hanging over the wall flutters down through the still heat. Far out at sea comes the distant siren of a steamer. After a while, we move along indifferently and stop beside a high wall, from behind which drifts the sound of trickling water. We pull ourselves to the top and peer over. Into the ruined garden of a deserted house, a small fountain and one lone green palm lifts its stately head into a turquoise sky. The air is fragrant with orange blossoms, and their petals lie thick on the worn bricks of the pathway. Nothing is here but silence, steeped with sun and perfume. A wooden bench, painted green long ago, has crumbled and rotted, and broken in the middle, rests heavily upon the grass. A tiny lizard, bright-eyed and alert, lies like a scarlet thread upon it. A cloud of midges circle above some of the blossoms that have fallen on the clear, dark water of the fountain. The years have left no life here, save the dancing midges and the white cups of fallen flowers. An empty wicker cage hangs under the balcony, but the bird must have flown years ago. A yellow rose hangs over the moldy doorway, and tangles of blossoming briars choke the narrow windows. Curious, we move softly over the thick grass and peer in. The place is bare. The floor is covered with dust, and the shelves are empty. Nothing is there. But as our eyes become accustomed to the dust, we see something. How very strange. A tiny silver crucifix that rests upright on the narrow mantle of the chimney stone. It encloses an empty, black, scorched fireplace. That little crucifix. I wonder what story it could tell. I wonder.
Thanks, Your Excellency. The moment has come for us to say farewell. I call to you now. I call to you now to hear one of the haunting melodies of Victor Herbert. Come, Juana, Perpall, and sing for us our farewell to the audience of Stephen Foster. have heard the history of San Agustin. And now, as I bid you good night in our customary way, may God walk with you, and once more will pass before your eyes San Agustin's historical heritage as they march out.
And we thank the St. Augustine of today for sending up, for sponsoring this beautiful pageant, all these wonderful, wonderful costumes, and Eleanor Phillips Barnes and the cast. Let's give them another big hand. Waiting backstage and just raring to go is Live Oak's very own Jamboree. Will the Jamboree boys come forward playing?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're very happy to be here tonight, and happy to see such wonderful entertainment as we've just seen here in the past 45 or 50 minutes. Believe you me, that was wonderful, wasn't it? I hope that you all will like what we do just about half as much as you like what they done for you. Now, tonight, we don't have all of our Jamboree with us. We have 40 people on the Jamboree, and we don't have them all here with us. Some of them live way off, you know, and they have to work and so forth. So I brought myself. That wasn't hard to do. Then I brought a fella that many of you know, by the name of Leroy McDaniels. He plays the steel guitar, and we have little Benny Cox from up Valdosta, Georgia, and we also have Bernard Cox from Valdosta, Georgia, and if time will permit us here this evening, we'll see if we can't sing a couple songs. In fact, while running around through the audience, we had people ask us to sing this song and that one, so we'll try to answer. Everybody's feeling all right tonight, I can tell that. Let's give one great big hand for the whole show here. We, everybody, one time, everybody. You know, there's one thing about applause. They say applause is just like making love to an old maid. You can't overdo it. Well, if we got any old maids here, we sure didn't want to hurt your feeling.
Not a one.
We had a request.
Here.
Pardon?
Not a single one here.
Not an old maid here?
No.
Well, Mac, you told me you kissed every old maid that came out here tonight.
I did.
If there's any old maids he missed, raise your hand, will you? There's one. Go get her. We had a request for a song entitled "The Next Voice You Hear." Will be mine. The next voice you hear will be your conscience as you lie awake and try so hard to sleep. But your weary heart will have to listen to those shabby little secrets that you keep. You'll be tormented like you tormented me, and tears of shame will fall with every memory. But the next voice you hear will make you listen till you wish that you had listened to me. Let's give Leroy a big hand, Joe. Everybody one time. The next voice you hear will be your conscience as you lie awake and try so hard to sleep. But your weary heart will have to listen to those shabby little secrets that you keep. You'll be tormented like you tormented me,
me. And tears of shame will fall with every memory. But the next voice you hear will make you listen till you wish that you had listened to me.
Mighty nice. Little Benny Cox, 11 years old, and I know he appreciates that fine applause. Now, we're right proud of that boy in Live Oak, Florida, and I know they are up in Valdosta, Georgia, too. You know, folks, we only have a few minutes out here, and tonight I would like to do something. I just asked the lady if it'd be all right, and she said fine. We'd like to sing a gospel song, and I'd like for you folks to join in with me on the chorus. I know you know it. It is no secret what God can do. A song that's been an inspiration to thousands of people, been recorded and written in 13 different languages, written by Stuart Hamlin. It is no secret what God can do. Join in with me. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. Sing it along with me. It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, He can do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Everybody loves to sing. So on this next chorus, let's everybody sing this real pretty song. There is no night, for in its light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is at your side. Take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. Now let's everybody sing real loud, huh? It is no secret what God can do. Real loud, huh? What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
At this time, Mr. Archie Lee, who will sing some songs for you, some folk songs, and accompany himself on this curious-looking instrument.
I don't know which looks the most curious, me or the instrument, but first let me get this thing down here. I'm rather short. Let's see, that'll do it. That okay? If you don't mind, I'll sit down. I'm tired. This instrument is the dulcimer. At least that's what we call it up in the hills of Kentucky. D-U-L-C-I-M-O-R-E. One dictionary agrees with me, and some of the others don't. But any of the Kentucky mountaineers will agree with you. It's one of the very few completely American instruments. This instrument originated up in the Appalachian Mountains, and it's spread out fairly well over the country now by such people as me bringing it around. This one was passed down to me by my grandmother. It's been in the family for at least 138 years, and it's perhaps older than that. We're not sure. I turn it backward, I'm sorry. I didn't explain last night. If some of you were here, I said I would explain later why I was switching ends with the instrument, so I'd better explain that right now, so we don't forget. Turn this way, you play it in a minor key. Turn the other way, you play it in a major key. It's that simple. The only two keys you can play, then. I'll sing for you an old English ballad that was arranged by another Kentuckian, John Jacob Niles. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Black, black, black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some rosy fair. The prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the grass whereon she goes. If she no more on earth I see, my life would quickly fade away. I go to troublesome to mourn and weep, but satisfied I ne'er can sleep. I'll write to you in a few little lines. I'll suffer death 10,000 times. Black, black, black is the color of my true love's hair. Her cheeks are like some rosy fair. The prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. That's all. I have to tell people when that one ends, because it doesn't really end, it just stops. We'll switch ends with it now, get over in a major key, and I'll do for you one of the old shout songs, and show you how the instrument can be played not only as an instrument for accompanying a song, but as a solo instrument, a little bit of both. I think I'll do for you one that's been a favorite of mine for a long time, and was a favorite a long time before I came along, Cotton Eye Joe. Don't you remember a long time ago, Daddy worked a man called Cotton Eye Joe. Daddy worked a man called Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Down in the cotton patch down below, everybody singing Cotton Eye Joe. Everybody singing Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I fell down and I stumped my toe, sent for the doctor, Cotton Eye Joe. Sent for the doctor, Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I got a gal lives down below, used to go to see her, but I don't know more. Used to go to see her, but I don't know more. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't have been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. I'd have been married a long time ago. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Well, we sure would like to have him stay over and spend the night, wouldn't we? But we've got to get on with our show, our program. J.R.E. Lee High School Chorus is standing by. They're from Jasper with Frederick Bellinger as their director, and they're coming on to sing some spirituals for us right this minute.
For the Lehigh Choir's first selection, they will sing an old German chorale, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach. As were many of Bach's work, this chorale or hymn is based upon an old German folk tune. Following this selection, the choir will sing a North Alabama folk song, Hurry Sundown. This folk song was taught to the choir by Mr. Robert Chase. Thank you.
Oh,